Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The Omaha Public Works Department has a warning for people to avoid getting in contact with Lake Zirinsky. Raw sewage has reached the water. So we had some pretty heavy storms over the weekend. Power outages affected quite a bit of the metro area. And the Public Works Department says that a power failure at the Zirinsky sewage lift station is caused an unknown amount of untreated sewage to flow.
So if you're walking around the lake, don't let like your dog... Drink it. Just stay away. Don't touch the water.
Well, yeah. In a lot of cases, the West Loop Trail has been closed.
Okay.
So, I mean, there, as far as like walking the lake, I mean, there are areas of the lake that are closed off even to foot traffic. So, Public Works Department says the advisory will stay effect until further notice. And individuals are being asked to avoid wading, swimming, and other primary body contact with the waters of the Missouri River in an area just like where the Papillion Creek and the Missouri River meet up. I guess it's River Mile 597. Due to the storm damage, power lines serving the Papio Creek Water Resource Recovery Facility, 60 million gallons per day of untreated wastewater was being discharged into the Missouri River. Yeah, this storm really did some serious damage. The damage to the electrical infrastructure serving the facility there is pretty substantial. So OPPD can't say for certain when they're going to get the water, the power back on. But until repairs are completed, they said that they have this notice in effect.
You know, nobody got killed. Yeah. I mean, I guess it could have been worse. There were six tornadoes that touched down in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. Bellevue, Sarpy got beat up a lot. EF2 tornado.
Which is like 150 mile an hour.
It can go up to 135.
Okay. All right.
Struck Bellevue.
Wow.
Not good. And Omaha, for all that cleanup, I mean, the winds, the storms, everybody's been out. I mean, pictures all over Facebook or people like, look at my backyard or what have you. Omaha's going to have two tree debris drop-off locations. They opened over the weekend. So Towel Park at 93rd and Center and Tahazuka Park on Elkhorn Drive. And those are going to be open. But their Bellevue site is also having one. So these sites are for like tree debris only.
Yeah. And also pick up. They're doing the yard waste thing again.
Oh,
you
good.
Just got to bundle it up. I believe the branch can't be over 4 inches or wide. And, you know, just find the details out and you just put it on the side.
Perfect.
We just had a big pile in our yard and some guy just shows up and picks it up and leaves.
It was kind of like, nice.
All right, cool. Like, I didn't quite understand what he was doing with it, but he wanted it. And I'm like, okay, take it. Take it all.
So it wasn't actually official. It was just some guy trolling for sticks.
Yeah.
I need some sticks.
Yeah. So they'll pick up branches less than 2 inches in diameter and up to 4 feet in length. They want you to bundle the branches and brush with string or twine.
Okay.
Bundles may weigh up to 30 pounds.
Is it? I wonder how much it cost to remove
get
trees
all
stuff like that.
All these details at wasteline.org. Wasteline.org. Okay.
Douglas County commissioners are holding a second meeting today on the property tax valuations that a lot of people have been having issues with. It's going to be held at St. Matthew's Lutheran Church near Walnut and South 60th Street, 6:30 tonight. They're holding meetings today based on high attendance from one earlier this month. Those wishing to challenge their values have until the end of June to file those protests. And today, a community is going to gather to remember the victim of a weekend homicide. A prayer walk is going to take place near 25th and Hartman at 5:30 tonight. Around 1 a.m. Sunday, officers responded to the scene and found a victim, a 43-year-old, suffering from a gunshot wound. Paramedics rushed him to the hospital where he later died. And Creighton Prep adding a higher level of safety to their football program. It's a state-of-the-art helmet, high-tech helmets made by Riddle. It's called Rydell.
But those are the helmets, you know, we had when we played football, but these are like not your father's helmets.
Yeah.
They're $400 a piece, but the entire system that Prep is adding is $80,000. And it's basically this sweet high-tech thing that now the athletic trainer gets lit up with a notification when you take a big hit to the head.
Okay.
Since the helmets are smart helmets, they got sensors in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and they know if there was like a concussion level hit.
Yeah.
I know.
They got to do something, man. I mean, something has to get done.
Well, they're saying the pitch here is they're like, this is going to get parents to allow their kids to play football. They're like, we're going to lose kids to football because mom and dad are going to be worried about it. They're like, this gives them peace of mind. They're like, we'll let them play football.
And we'll watch
They can hit. We'll try and keep it safe.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess each helmet is fitted with sensor pads under the padding.
Yeah.
And then they're wirelessly connected to the system. And then
it'd
it gives
funny
the readout.
If they were not wirelessly. They're wired.
That's the only downside. They are wired to a laptop.
Well,
and that's why
up.
It's $80,000, man. You get on out there, half these kids are dragging a laptop.
They're tripping.
But it's safe, okay? It's safe.
It slows down the game a little bit.
Slows down
Careful
a little
of the
bit.
Wires.
The entire helmet is coated in a Nerf padding.
We've seen a decrease in head injuries, but a lot of tripping because of the wires. A lot of leg injuries.
Yeah. Because
they're just not able to stay on those darn wires. So, College World Series action starts again today. We have our first elimination game after both Cal State Fullerton and Florida State lost over the weekend on Saturday. So today will be their chance, one of them, to survive onto the next round. So Florida State and Cal State Fullerton meet at 1 o'clock today. It'll be airing on ESPN, and that is an elimination. But Oregon State and LSU, those were the two big winners on Saturday. They're playing a game 6 o'clock tonight.
Cal State Fullerton has some insane beards.
Yes, they do.
And hair. Yeah. Like a lot of those guys have done like the frosting.
Yeah.
You know, what do they do?
They did the
frosting.
Like a team bonding. They all kind of have, man, they went all in. Yeah.
Like they got tips.
Yeah, they wouldn't be the first. A lot of times teams do that during the championship run.
I won't shave or whatever.
But yeah, they all have old man beards. And
I'm telling you, watching them when they get up to bat and seeing them on the big screen, it's like that guy's 19 or whatever. You're like, wow.
You're like, really?
Holy smokes. He looks 30. Yeah.
I want to see a birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Olympics when the Chinese contingent shows up and you're like, how old are these girls? They look like they're maybe 6. They're like, no, they're totally old enough to compete.
Road to Omaha has aged these boys. They're all like 30-year-olds. They have mortgages.
I know.
The vibe down there is fantastic, too, by the way. It seems like, you know those parking lots where everybody parks? Those are just turned into giant tailgates now. Yeah. You know, it's that eliminates a lot of the crowds walking around, the bars and all that stuff. It really does.
It's been in place long enough now at the new location that...
It's truly about the game,
But I'm saying it's getting that old Rosenblatt feel back.
You bet.
British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke out this morning after chairing an emergency meeting today. Someone drove a van into a group of Muslim worshippers leaving prayers early today in London. One person is dead, although it is unclear if the victim actually was hit by the vehicle or just suffered a medical emergency at the scene. But 10 others were injured. Authorities are treating the attack as an act of terror. The Prime Minister reiterated her calls from 2 weeks ago following the London Bridge terror attack to crack down on extremism. And the U.S. Navy has identified the 7 sailors killed in a collision between a Navy destroyer and a cargo ship off the coast of Japan.
Happened at 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? I mean, how does these high-tech Navy ships, you know, that has to make sure it doesn't get attacked? How does it get broadsided by
I know. This thing is like
a tanker ship.
It's like three or four sizes bigger than that.
That ship has radar and all kinds of detection software. I guess it's a really tight shipping lane where there's boats all over the place, but geez, what a...
I know. I think there's going to be an investigation into what exactly happened, but the Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine registered container ship. It happened early Saturday morning. And McDonald's has ended its sponsorship of the Olympics after 41 years. They're saying as part of their global growth plan, they're reconsidering all aspects of their business and made the decision in cooperation with the IOC.
Remember, they used to like make the food. The tie-in was such a tie-in with McDonald's is that in the Olympic Village, the athletes could eat McDonald's. You know, yeah. People used to say, really, is that what Olympic athletes could eat?
Yeah.
And they'd say, well, McDonald's has high-end chefs, and it's not necessarily Whoppers and... But they were always the tie-in sponsor.
Right.
So.
Yeah, for 41 years.
Wow.
So this is, I mean, we're talking decades of sponsorship, and this is supposedly ended 3 years ahead of schedule. Like, they still had a sponsorship deal to last another 3 years, but they're ending it.
Now, why?
The international.
Did it say why?
It's probably just expensive. They're probably just deciding to put their money elsewhere.
Yeah, probably. You're right.
So the International Olympic Committee does have new sponsors, Toyota, Bridgestone, Alibaba. But McDonald's will remain a national sponsor for the 2018 Olympics, which take place in North Korea next summer. And if you think that if you're just a moderate drinker, this is a new warning for you. Moderate drinking may be bad for your brain. A new British study looked at 30 years of records from over 500 middle-aged people, and they found that moderate drinkers were more likely than light drinkers to develop brain damage that might lead to memory loss.
Now,
brain scans.
Would moderate be worse than severe?
Yeah. I think severe probably takes the cake.
So you're saying there's no such thing as moderate. It's just all bad except light.
Moderate drinking was defined as 8 to 12 drinks a week.
8 to 12 a week, huh?
Uh-huh. That's it? 8 to 12 a week is considered moderate drinking. And the researchers say that it can have impacts. After brain scans of moderate drinkers, people who drink 8 to 12 drinks a week, they said that they were 3 times more likely to show brain shrinkage than brain scans of light drinkers. Anybody who drinks less than 8 cocktails or drinks or beers or whatever a week. So
I don't think people realize it shrank your brain.
Yeah.
I know. Apparently it does. Shrink your brain. Something to be aware of. So moderate drinking, 8 to 12 drinks a week. That's the other thing. You're always finding out, you know, exciting things about like what is considered moderate or, yeah, you know, light or what have you. And it was a good weekend to be Brooks Koepka. He won the U.S. Open, his first major title. It was the 117th U.S. Open at Erin Hills Sunday night. So he made 6 birdies on that final day of the tournament. And it was a pretty big day. So he became the 7th consecutive first-time major winner. Koepka was just one previous victory on the PGA Tour, and that was back in 2017.
So 16-under just dominated. It tied the all-time. Rory McIlroy did it as well. So the guy could have, coming into 18, he could have got a birdie on that hole to be the record, to be 17 under.
He just lights out, geez.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop. Like, he had 3 birdies in a row on, like, 15, 16, 17, or, like, the one other prior to that. He just wouldn't stop. So it was really tight, high scorers. I mean, there were guys in 4th and 5th place that were...
And this is that course
10
that
under.
Nebraska guy did, right?
It had some Nebraska connections, okay, in terms of they're comparing it to the Sand Hills golf course.
Ooh.
It's been
really
around
pretty
since 2006. It was a really pretty course.
Okay.
Did not... It was funny that it was in Wisconsin, because it was just like, it's so... I don't know. It looked very prairie. I was surprised that it was Wisconsin, but it was really... It was a very pretty course. We watched a lot of it all weekend long. a lot of golf. Yeah, Father's Day weekend. That's what Peter wanted to do. And whenever the kids would be like, let's watch TV. He's like, you want to watch golf? And they're like, no. And he's like, so golf? That was all we
could find another TV. I'm sure lots of dads watched it. Like they do every year on Father's Day. It's a kind of a Father's Day tradition.
Oh, absolutely. He just likes to torture the children.
Yeah.
It's part of being a dad. You listen to them groan while they're made to watch golf. That is your that's your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1.
Hey, good morning to you. All right, 7:31. All right, I just got text. Someone's having issues with maybe the Listen Live feature on the website. Because of that storm on Friday, there may be some issues, so we're all working on getting all that stuff repaired.
Everybody's
fixing, running, so
putting things back together.
Yeah, I lost. I was lucky. In my neighborhood, there's a lot of old trees. And there was a tree right down the road that fell on a house and just damn near crushed it.
Millard.
Oh. Yeah, right in Millard. And then we have a big tree in our front yard. And the very top, I thought we were good to go until I look up. And I'm like, wow, that is very thick right there. And yeah, the big top, the top part of the tree pretty much just cracked. And
oh,
now
really?
Just laying there on all the other branches. So I think all we can do is just get someone out there and just take the whole thing out, which sucks. I hate doing that, you know? So that was the pretty much all of our damage for the most part. So we got lucky. Some people really got, I mean, it ruined their weekend and the probably their lives.
And their house.
The storm had all the earmarks of the bad ones where it's, yeah. It's, despite of how destructive it is, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, as it was coming in.
It was amazing.
And after the destruction, the skies were just freaky, freaky beautiful.
The winds were just so incredible. I was just sitting on the patio. I mean, I should probably have been in the basement.
But everybody wanted to go look at it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it, actually. I'm thinking, oh, this is just going to blow by. Well, it blew by. It blew everything by. It was weird, man.
I was sitting at Jake's and Benson. Having a cigar for my birthday, and the power kept going out, and you know, people were kind of doing their thing. We've all seen storms, and all of a sudden, the guy, the bartender, comes in and he's like, I better switch the channel. He goes, the weather guys have their sleeves rolled up, we're all gonna die. And we all look up, and you're like, oh, they do.
Yeah, that
you know,
means
it's bad when they have sleeves rolled
jackets
up,
off, isn't that funny? Sleeves rolled up. You're like, this is legit.
It's purple circles, and this is bad, and that looks bad.
I didn't realize how bad it really was until, because it was still daylight, by the way, Molly. When this thing was over, it was still daylight out.
Mm-hmm.
It would just went dark to daylight, so we're able to walk the street. But you got to remember, though, when you're doing that stuff, there's widowmakers left and right all above you. That was a nutty storm. That was insane, man.
I've never heard of widowmakers.
I know, he's using his Terry Barney speak.
I am, actually.
What's going to happen when you're out there in the forest? What's up above you? Some loose branches? You see any loose branches? What do you think's going to happen when the wind blows? It's going to fall. It's going to fall. Terry taught me that when we did
Widowmaker.
Wilderness survival. If you spend the night, you got to look up above you before you make camp.
Yes.
Make sure there's no Widowmakers hanging up there.
What?
Branches, deadfall. Yeah. Deadfall that's going to come down.
See, that's the thing.
People get killed in the woods and no one ever knows about it because
that tree fell on
a storm comes through in the middle of the night and all that deadfall, which is pretty common, comes down.
See, the thing is, and everyone does it when they go camping. They're like, find the shady area. And put your tent underneath the tree. But you know what? A good storm, maybe just Mother Nature not digging you. All of a sudden, that branch goes, and you're in that tent.
I know. I'd never thought of it that way. It's like the happening with Wahlberg. Yeah. You know, you got to worry about the trees trying to kill you at night.
I'm walking underneath.
When the wind blows.
I'm walking underneath our big tree with Wylene's dad and her mother. And I said that. I said, we better get out from underneath these widowmakers. She's like, what's a widowmaker?
It's the trees, you guys. They're coming down, okay?
Hey, chicken.
We all got to run, okay?
They're like, Mike, the storm has already passed. We're okay.
So, widowmakers.
Were you grilling when it came through?
No, we're getting some pavement done, cement stuff done. Yeah.
Man.
So that was quite the experience.
There's always something going on at your pad.
Well,
rain
and like you're still pouring concrete when it was raining?
No, they were digging it out. And then it turned into, we had a mini pool. I was like, okay, this is not going to get done. It's going to be a big muddy mess. Sure enough, man, they left for the night. And 7 in the morning, I look out the window with my bloodshot eyes. See them pouring the cement. I was like, this is awesome. By
bloodshot
afternoon,
eyes.
I had the porch. I mean, the patio
so
all done.
I'm the like, storm.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Turning that stuff
construction
into
continues.
Yes.
Up
it's still
into
done.
A muck pit. They still got it done.
Yeah. And I went to the College World Series and all I wanted to do was go home and stand on the porch.
You don't
want to
leave your place.
No, I want to stay.
You just wanted to sip your
DeGan's
little concoction.
Been there.
All his stuff is there.
DeGan has
stuff.
Been there. This is just giving me another reason never to leave. Man.
You're going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy where it's going to have to be pretty, it's going to have to be a pretty good, sweet deal to get you away from your house because you're like, I got it all here.
Everything is
there. I don't need to go no place no mo.
I don't know. I just got to, like, Jeff, come over. Please. Hang out with me there. It's great. My excitement.
You better
now. You got it. Now
you
better
lock that lady down.
Mm-hmm. That's
I know. As soon
thing.
As it's done, she's like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of you.
Mm. Right.
What happens, and then what happens if she dumps you? You're going to be like, can I have the house?
I know.
No.
You got to think about it. You better think about it. I'm just saying.
You're right. Yeah. What if that does happen?
I mean, as much as we joke, that is her house.
Things got real. Things got real.
All of a sudden, your man pit, your compound, all that stuff. Blink, gone. You're
right
sleeping on DeGan's couch.
Mm-hmm. Right till you see it, you're gonna be like, "Wow, I get it."
That's pretty slick. Well, who put it in? Who put it in?
A friend of mine. A friend of mine's my neighbor's brother-in-law actually came over with some buddies, and they just did it like a side gig.
The neighbors great. Who we get the fire lumber from?
Yes.
The fence that you go into the yard that you go into and just throw logs over
he's
the
awesome.
Fence.
Yeah, he's awesome. That's the best neighbor ever. You ever have that neighbor where you're like, oh, man, I don't want to be that close because then, you know, sometimes that breach of, you know, breaches mm-hmm. your happiness, you know, like you're hanging out and he's like, hey, it's never like that. It's like we help each other out and do a shot at the end of the day.
Question is, does he feel that same way about you?
I don't know.
If you're like, it's like you're looking around the table and you're like, who's the sucker at this table?
Well, he did his, they did their part of the deal. The neighbor had suggested you guys put fence up
on my side.
On your side.
Yeah.
And to then, give each other privacy when you want it.
Yeah, privacy, because before it was just one side. It was just the fence wasn't done. It was just one side. So it's almost like looking through like prison bars. That's what I felt like. Mm-hmm. But there was really no privacy. And so he was like, hey, you know what? If you want to do that, I mean, I'll help you do it. But I'll pay, you know, half of it if you do. I'm like, I'll totally do that. So, yeah. And now we want to put a hole in the wall. We call it the shot hole window. So we can do shots.
The glory hole?
Yeah.
Let's
call it a glory hole.
I mean, it'll be called the glory hole.
I was going to say, let's just call it what it sounds like.
We already got it down. We'll cut a hole.
You got to get that height right. And then everyone's fine with it. No one's uncomfortable with a glory hole if it's at an okay, appropriate height.
Absolutely. All right, we have celebrity news coming up next.
Channel 94.1.
Welcome, everybody. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
All right, celebrity news, Molly, what's up?
Yeah, sponsored by Pino's Palette. See the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun. Well, it looks like Katy Perry can boast the most when it comes to Twitter followers. The rollout of Katy Perry's new album, Witness, hasn't gone, you know, all that smoothly, but apparently, she can claim one thing. She's the queen of Twitter. She's become the first user to amass 100 million followers. They say that Katy Perry is trailed by Justin Bieber, who has 96.7 million Twitter followers. Barack Obama has 90.8 million. Taylor Swift, 85.1 million. And Rihanna, 74.1 million. So I guess Katy Perry can at least go to sleep knowing that she might not be beating Taylor Swift in record sales, but she can at least think Twitter followers. There's talk that Beyonce and Jay-Z have indeed welcomed twins. Now, there's been no official word from the Beyonce Jay-Z camp, but Beyonce's dad did go on Twitter yesterday and tweeted a picture. Happy birthday to the twins. Love, granddad. They're here. Hashtag Beyonce. Hashtag twins. Hashtag Jay-Z. Hashtag happy birthday. But a lot of people were not too pleased with Mr. Knowles that he had gone ahead and done that. They saying that it wasn't his news to share.
Oh, wow.
But word is that a Los Angeles hospital is where Beyonce gave birth last week, but that the babies are still in the hospital after a, quote, minor issue regarding the twins' surface.
It is pretty amazing how they can keep this thing so dang quiet.
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, no word on gender, no word on names, nothing. So I'm sure that they'll probably have some big media rollout. You know, she'll probably post something with some beautiful photo of the picture, a beautiful photo of the babies and their names. But we'll just have to wait until then. Justin Bieber has gotten a new tattoo, and I hope he likes it because it's pretty large and it's on the front of his leg and it says better at 70. Better I guess Bieber posted it on Instagram and said, I look back at a lot of things in my life, mistakes, insecurities, and although I felt I've wasted a lot of time, it also makes me want to be better. And for me personally, I want to work every day to be better at 70. I wonder if this is a push for something like a new project, because he wrote a song, improvises a song called Better at 70. On the piano and posted that video as well. So I don't know if Bieber's got like, you know, some better than 70 thing going on. And Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark as part of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. It's going to air July 23rd, 7 o'clock. They say it's great gold versus great white. I don't know how.
We don't know any details. We doubt he'll be side by side. We assume it's probably going to be an educational speed thing.
Yeah. Jeez, you hope so. I mean, my gosh. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
From the Eat Fit Go studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.